We're glad you're with us. The Travel Planner Show with Kevin and Sue McCarthy.
And our guests, Deborah and David, and probably not your average travelers. Their next venture is to the Galapagos. We have spoken to them when they did a Mongolian rally, and now they're fresh back from Antarctica.
And we heard they're going to run with the bulls in Spain. Yeah, so you guys like a little adventure there, I'm understanding.
Yeah, we have a great year lined up, actually. We have some great partners. We're heading to the Galapagos with Intrepid Travel. And then we're running with the bulls in Spain with Expedia.com. So we're going to show everybody all the crazy things you can do around the world. So, yes, we get to choose our adventures, luckily for us. So we don't choose anything normal.
Well, that is great. Well, you went out in a Zodiac, which is like a big rubber raft, and you went kayaking. And tell our listeners the website where they can go in and see some of these pictures or join you on Facebook.
Oh, they're just gorgeous.
Yeah, you can head over to our website, which is theplanetd.com, as in Dave and Deb. And over there, there's lots of posts. There's going to be a lot more video going up. There's tons of photographs that will really give you a good idea of what it's like to be in Antarctica.
Yeah, and you can follow every adventure live on Twitter at The Planet D. And on our Facebook page, we really encourage a lot of interaction, and that's The Planet D as well. So we're straight across the board, The Planet D.
Right. Okay.
Dave, Debbie, I have to ask you, my business is audio-video production, and I know that, getting out in cold weather can obviously shorten your battery life if you're out in the water. And so how did you go about protecting your equipment, and did you have any problems, or do you have any suggestions you would offer to an intrepid traveler that to protect their cameras and whatever?
Yeah, a couple tips I would say, especially for battery life, is keep your batteries close to your body. inside your coat. You have a parka, keep it in there, keep them warm. It will extend your battery life. Also, there were a couple cameras on the trip that actually failed because of water. So I took a couple Optex, what they call rain covers. I used those over both of my cameras, which kept the spray off from the Zodiacs, or because it was snowing a few times, kept the snow off of it. So try and protect your cameras as much as possible from any precipitation or anything like that, because everybody knows any digital camera, get water in there, could be bye-bye.
Another thing that Dave did was put them in a plastic bag when we were, a Ziploc plastic bag with one of those tablets that dry out. What was that called?
Yeah, the silica
gel. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you know, we've been looking at, and although they're not professional grade, some of these little pocket cameras, the rugged ones, are waterproof to 10 feet and shockproof and so on for $100-$150. And in all honesty, they take some pretty darn good pictures. That might be a suggestion to some people.
I definitely agree with you. We brought our Olympus Tough, which is a waterproof, shockproof camera, down there with us. And for kayaking, any of that kind of stuff, it's absolutely fantastic. Fantastic. It takes great video, great photos, and you don't have to worry about that.
Yep.
So, you know, you can use it for different applications. I would definitely recommend bringing a waterproof camera down with you. You'll get a lot more photos and get a lot of use out of it.
And we took some great underwater video with that camera as well.
Oh, good. Well, hope to see that. Well, let's talk about some of the animals. I can't wait to find out about the penguins and the whales and everything that you saw down there.
Yeah, we saw everything that we could have imagined. Every day just seemed to get better and better in Antarctica. We first landed and saw the penguins that are so curious to see human beings because they're not afraid of humans yet. They don't know us as their natural predators. So they come right up to you, give you a little peck on your pant leg, sit on you if you happen to just sit down and watch them. You're not allowed to go within 5 meters of the penguins. However, if you just stop and sit, they're completely allowed to come with you.
Come to you.
So that's what a lot of people did. And then the penguins would just come and be so curious. You could never get enough of them. They're the cutest little things.
And that's another magical experience, you know, that lends itself to Antarctica, is actually sitting down there and having a penguin come up and sit in your lap or come up so close to you. Nowhere else in the world can you have that happen.
Yeah,
you
and even when we went camping.
If they come and sit in your lap, can you actually pet them and touch them, or do they encourage you not to do that either?
They encourage you not to pet them or touch them, but if they come up and nuzzle into your lap or sit on your leg, that can all happen.
Yes, but just don't touch them. You just sit there like a statue and let them you know, explore
Nothing
away.
Investigate.
Yes.
Well, what about the whale when you were out in the Zodiac that breached?
Yeah, we actually got to see a couple of humpback whales. It was great. The first time we saw them was in the Gerlache Strait, which in the Zodiac, which was amazing. It came within probably about, I would say, 5 feet of the actual Zodiac, a mother and her calf.
It swam right under our Zodiac as well.
Oh, and this is when those adult depends would come in handy again.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, we saw whales in Alaska.
We were treated to about 40 minutes of a whale breaching off of the ship. So we got to see them up and close on the Zodiac. We had a minke whale come up right behind us on our kayak, as well as we got to see them breaching from the ship. So we got treated to quite an amazing show down there.
All right, let's talk about the kayaking. You were out floating in the ice?
Yeah, kayaking to me, I can't say enough about this. I think it's the perfect way to see this kind of landscape. It allows you to get up and close. You can be going through the brash ice, which is like this, it's like you're paddling through
solid ice almost,
but you can get up and close with the icebergs, and you can get up and close with the ice, as well as get really, really up and personal with the wildlife, which is great.
Yeah, we sat right in front of a floating piece of ice just filled with seals, which was incredible. And because we're silent, they didn't even notice we were there. They just went on with their day.
Now, have you had training in kayaking, or do they give you training, or is it required?
Yes, actually. One stipulation that Quark has is when you sign up for the kayaking, you should be able to do a wet exit, an emergency exit, because there's a good chance that you will fall in. Somebody actually did fall in on one of our last days of kayaking. He got a little too confident.
Well, I wouldn't say there's a good chance that you're going to fall in, but there's a chance that you could fall in.
Yeah. Okay. There's a good chance if you don't know what you're doing. If you know what you're doing and you have kayak training and you've done it before, you'll be fine. We were completely confident and fine in our kayaking.
Great.
You know, we were talking on the break about what happens if you are in swimming for the polar plunge, and you said something about
you were totally
tether?
Numb. Well, yeah, I mean, let's face it. I'm thinking if you're jumping into that kind of water, you're talking almost instant hypothermia.
Yeah, but they're actually, Quark does a great thing. They're quite safe. They give you a belt, and they tether you so that if you do happen to go into shock or pass out or something, they can, you know, pull you out like a dead fish or something like that. Get you flop up on
that
the
might
deck.
Not be the term they'd like you to use, but yeah, okay.
Yes, but nobody has ever passed out before. As one person said when I came in, he said, I've never had anybody pass out on me when they jumped in the water, because I was one of the people that was terrified. And I always say to everyone, if I can do it, anyone can do it, because I was literally terrified. You can see the video on our website.
Well, give the website again for our listeners.
It's theplanetd.com, and you can follow all of our adventures on there, and you can see my fear on my face before going in.
And quarkexpeditions.com was the ship that you went on, the Sea Spirit. What a great adventure. Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much for having us.
Our pleasure, and we can't wait to talk to you when you come back from Galapagos.
You're listening to the Travel Planner Show.
Okay, very good. I'm Kevin.
And I'm Sue McCarthy.
And this is the Travel Planners Radio Show. Who knows where we'll go next, but we'll be with you live on the Global American Broadcasting Network.